Can you remember the worst day of your life? For some of us, it's a question that's difficult to answer. Maybe that makes us the lucky ones. Because for others, it provokes a searing clarity and the memory of a traumatic experience they will never forget.
There's very rarely ever a day where you don't at least sort of harken back to it.
What I've seen on that night never goes away, mate.
I'm talking here about the kinds of shattering events that most of us will never experience. Terror attacks, violent assaults, the murder of a loved one. And for those who've lived through some of the worst and most high-profile disasters imaginable, there's something that now follows close on the heels of the traumatic event itself. It's something that, from the dozens of people I've spoken to, seems to be becoming part and parcel of surviving a disaster.
We got told after the attack that apparently we were actors.
Who are the people telling you you were acting?
These people that do all these conspiracy theories.
These are the online trolls that find survivors after the worst day of their life to tell them they're lying.
You know, I'm sat there immobile in a hospital bed and you're getting messages from people saying they're going to hang you.
Laughing about something that is so serious and so serious to all of us that have been affected. It's just despicable what people have done.
I'm Mariana Spring. I'm the BBC's disinformation and social media correspondent. And in this podcast, I'm looking at the online trolls that target people who've survived horrific events. It's a phenomenon we might associate more with America, particularly Alex Jones, recently ordered to pay damages for claiming the Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax. But what's far less known is that this is something that's reached British shores too. In my search to discover more, I've gone around the UK, into the stranger corners of the internet, and into the dark world of one figure in particular, whose warped efforts to expose what he sees as the truth have led him to the front doors of terror victims, sometimes even hiding cameras in a bid to disprove their injuries.
I've sharpened a spike onto the end so I can stick that in the ground in order to surveil our subjects.
I'll be trying to find out who promotes these theories, who consumes them, and what will we uncover when we go to meet the very people who share lies about survivors.
Do you not want to talk about the evidence? Talk about
no.
The...
No.
For BBC Radio 4, I'm Mariana Spring. Subscribe to Disaster Trolls on BBC Sounds.